A retired New Jersey state trooper died earlier this month from cancer related to toxin exposure during rescue efforts on 9/11. WBGO's Ang Santos spoke with New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney about her efforts to permanently extend the federal financial aid program for survivors and their families.
The 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund is set to expire in 2020, but it's possible dollars for it may run out before then. Would you say that's closer to a possibility or reality?
I'd say it's a possibility reality. That is why we are pushing so hard to make it a program, to refund this program. I've introduced the bill, and we now have over 100 co-sponsors. It is in front of the Judiciary Committee in both the House and the Senate, and we have strong support. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, is one of the prime sponsors, and Nancy Pelosi, the newly elected speaker, is very strongly supporting it in the House. And our two senators are very strong people that are working hard in the Senate. Senator Schumer is the ranking leader in the Senate, and as is Gillibrand, they are also committed. So I think that it looks very good for us.
As far as the 75-year extension of the treatment portion of Zadroga, I guess that's probably a pretty good sign, you'd say, for the Victim Compensation Fund?
I would say so. And when you put a 75-year extension, you've basically made it permanent, because after 75 years, you probably will not have anyone else around that is still living. So it's going to be there for the life of the heroes and heroines that risk their lives to save others, and I think that's appropriate. But we also need to take care of people who were exposed to the deadly toxins down there. And there are tens of thousands of responders and survivors nationwide living with, and some tragically dying, from 9/11-related illnesses, and more are being diagnosed each day. That's why this program is so important. We lost almost 3,000 on 9/11, but we lost thousands and thousands more because they were exposed to the deadly toxins there. And at first, they don't see the symptoms, but since then, many have died, and many more become sick each day and are not able to work, and it's important that we give them their health care and compensation for what they did to save others.
One of our investigative reporters here did a pretty extensive report on treatment after 9/11, and he found that there's plenty of people that were suggested to go get evaluations and tests after 9/11, and a lot of people haven't. So would you say essentially that's where this Victim Compensation Fund comes into play, would be years down the line?
Well, I'd say that a lot of illnesses don't come out at first. In fact, we had a long time that we lobbied for this bill. It took us roughly 10 years to get it funded and another 5 years to get it permanent. And the key point now is that many first responders and survivors aren't sick yet, but very well could become sick due to their exposures to the toxins there at Ground Zero. And this is what the doctors have been telling us, and we are seeing more and more individuals being diagnosed as time goes by. And we may need to make sure that the VCF has the funds it needs to provide support to those heroes and heroines when they need it most. No first responder or survivor should ever need to worry if they're going to be able to get the care and support that they deserve.
I know you sort of addressed it earlier, but I just want you to reiterate your confidence in this VCF long-term extension with the new Congress coming in.
Well, we have a lot of new members. We expect in the first 2 months to work hard on getting even more co-sponsors and educating our new members. We have over, 33 new members that turn districts from red to blue, 60 members that are new total. So we have a lot of new members, and we need to educate them that this is a problem not only in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, but that 435 districts, 434 of them, have someone, at least one or two or more, that are diagnosed with problems and sicknesses that have come from 9/11.
Congresswoman, anything you care to add to this conversation?
I just want to say that I want to thank you for keeping this issue alive and talking about it. It's very important to raise the need for it. The further we get away from 9/11, the more years that go by, people tend to forget the sacrifice of what happened. and God forbid that we have another 9/11 or another catastrophe. We want survivors, and we know want responders to know that their health care and support will be there when they rush in to help others.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.